we got to the bottom of Hey Tess and Bays. This next Amud is extremely, extremely difficult. It's one of those Gemaras where they start assuming you know the end of the Gemara before it actually gets to that Gemara. So I'll try to give some background when we get there. So the Braisa says, though, this is seven lines from the bottom of Hey Tess and Bays, Tana Rabbanan. Hamemana Achareim Imo al Pischo. Person has a carbon Pesach. He already is Makdish a carbon, the Pesach. He hasn't brought it yet. Then he wants to add more people to the guest list. Chagigaso, and he wants to add people more to eating his chagiga. Most shebiyado chulun. So other people have money. Let's say Reuven wants to be part of it. So he already has set aside money for himself that he was mafish for Pesach. They already kedushas Pesach on the money. I have an animal that's kedushas Pesach on it. So it says the Braisa, if he gives me the money to be part of my karban Pesach, we said already earlier yesterday that to be part of the karban Pesach you have to pay for it. He gives me the kedusha, the money that's kedushas Pesach on it. And that money I could just keep and use for chulun. That's what the Braisa says. The Gemara is going to ask what's how that makes sense. Second part of the Braisa is Hamocher olaso v'shalmav lo aso v'klum. So a person has an ola, person has shlamim, and he sells it to somebody else to use. That's ineffective. That does not work. You cannot sell your ola. You can't sell your shlamim. Umos the money that, however, that he receives from attempting to sell it, kol shehen. Where I'll explain what it means, kol shehen. Yiplu nadava. Those monies will fall to the nadava. You have to use it for extra. The extra money has to go by to a special carbon ola, which is used for as a nadava. But the sale is ineffective, and the money still, however, is kadosh. So it asks the Gemara on the second half of the Braisa. So after the fact that we establish it, you cannot sell your ola, you can't sell your shlamim. So most my yiplu nadava. Why does the money have to be used for nadava? The money should be, it's an ineffective sale. The guy should take his money back as chulin and use it whatever he wants. Why does the person who tried selling it have to keep the money and use it for nadava? So says the Gemara, I'm a Rava Knasa. It's a Knas. It's a Knas for him attempting to buy a ola, buy a shlamim. He gets penalized and has to lose out on the money. Umay kolshin. What did the Gemara say before about a kolshin? That the money is a kolshin falls to the nadava. The Gemara says that afagab dula havish shavu el arba, even though the carbon itself may only be worth 4 zuz, the yavle chamisha, and he attempts to buy it for 5 zuz, afilu bahi yaseir, even that amount of money that he bought more than the actual value of the carbon, nami knas rabban. The rabban knas gave him a penalty on all the money he tried using, all that goes. That's what the word kolshin means. All the money that's used to attempt to buy this olam shalom goes to the nadava. So now the Gemara says, Amar ula v'isem rabo shaya. Either Ula or Oshaya says follows: Efsher yaldu chaverin bavli taimai. Maybe our friends, the Babylonians, in this case referring to Rava. Rava came ahead, came forward, and explained to us why, when you try to buy an ola and a shlamim, the money has to be used for nadava. So maybe he explained to us the reason, the taima, the high milsa. They explained to us the first part of the brisa. What's the problem with the first part of the brisa? Ze hifrish tle lepischo. I set aside a tle for my pesach. Now this tle is a kedushas pesach. Vizem, my friend, is mafresh, he's hifresh malos lepischo. He sets aside money he wants to use for the Pesach that has kedush on it. So how could he use his kedush as his malos? The heyach hiktish chala hektish, dikasani malos shabiyad ochulim. How could he take his money, which is hektish, and give it to me? If I understand, if I had, say, an animal that's chulin, so you could take money that's kadosh, buy an animal that's chulin, and the kedush is going to swap. The kedusha on the money is going to go to the kedusha on the behema, and then the maos are going to be left chol. But if I already have an animal that's kadosh, and he has maos that are kedushim, how could that kedusha fall on top of the already existing kedusha on the behema, and then allow the money to be chol? The chol has the kedusha's maos has no place to be chal to allow the maos now to be available for use. They look in Rashi. Rashi says it clearer than I do. The bottom Rashi heyach, heyach manos hektish chal al tle hektish. Acher, on a different hektish, Lot says hektish shamal chulin, to leave out, to remove the kedusha from the maos to make it chulin. Mihot siin the maos shachulin. Whoever, ilu haya nosim behemas chulin, if you had an animal that had no kodesh, that was ready chol, haysen neftvasas bekedushas hamaos, then the kedusha of the maos will be tofes on the behemas chulin. Vehein yatsu l'chulin. Aval achshu, but now they're talking about a case of man nitpas tachten sheyatsu l'chulin. But here in the case where the animal already is kadosh, where's the kedusha the most going to go? So that's the shaila of the Gemara. Now, the Gemara is going to answer in a very confusing way, which I was telling you about before. So I'm not sure exactly the best angle to do it, but let's try as follows. So there must be a type of, when, in this case of the Teleh has Kedusha and the Maos have Kedusha, one of the two must have something, not a full-blown Kedusha. Either the Pesach is not full Kedusha, or the Maos somehow is lacking Kedusha. So either you're going to say that the Karban Pesach has a certain amount of bailus by the mamon bailum, that the person owns it. It's not hekdesh. The actual owner of the Karban Pesach has ownership to it, so it's not full Kedusha. And that allows the Maos to be chal on that behema. Or are you going to say that the Maos itself, when they were originally infused with Kedusha, it wasn't infused with the fullest Kedusha. It was lacking something else where you somehow, I'm setting these aside as Maos for Pesach, but I'm not giving the full Kedusha. I have such a Tanai whereby if I buy another behema that's Kadosh, my Maos will be chal. So either there's a Chisaron in the behema itself, or there's a Chisaron in the Maos to allow for the Kedusha to be removed. Something like that. Now, before I even go further, they use another mission on another machlokas to explain what's going on here. So what's the other discussion? So in general, there's a concept called esen zona, that if a man uses an animal to hire a zona, that animal cannot be used for a carbon. It's also to be used for a carbon. Now, there's a mission that says in Temura that let's say someone has a behemoth that's already kadosh l'mizbech. He has a carbon. And use that carbon to hire a zona. That cannot be chal. The iser esen zona is not chal on the carbon. It doesn't apply to already existing carbon. If it's a behemah schulin already, so then you use that to hire a zona. So then that behemah cannot be used for carbon. But if it's already existing carbon, so then the esen zona is not chal on that carbon. I know it's getting confusing, all this background. So now the Gemara says, why is that true? Because there's a pasuk that excludes that from happening, that esen zona is not chal on a carbon. But the Gemara points out, as we'll see, that only because the pasuk excludes it. But had the pasuk not excluded this, you would have thought that if a person used the actual hektish carbon to hire a zona, the iser would chal on the hektish. And the Gemara asks, well, how could that be possible? Person cannot aser something that he does not own. I can't just go ahead and aser your car and say, your car is hektish. That doesn't work. Your house is hektish. I don't own it. I can't make someone else's object hektish. So if I have a carbon that's already kedushas l'gavoa, not mine, how, when giving it to a zona, is that going to aser that carbon? I don't have the ability to do that. So they have to explain as follows, that there must be something, the carbon must not be mamon gavoa, must be mamon hedio, where the baal still has ownership to it. Okay, that's the background. Let's go through now the Gemara, see if that worked. We'll read a lot of Gemara, a lot of the Rashi. So Amar Abaye answers the following. Abaye wants to figure out why in our case the Maos that was set aside for Pesach can be chulin, even though the animal itself is already hektish. Amar Abaye, ilav de ok me Rebbe Oshaya lehi b'mamona zona pischo. Had Rebbe Oshaya not said the case in the Mishnah Temura was a case of you're hiring a zona to be part of your carbon Pesach. And there's a special din by a carbon Pesach that there's not so much Kedusha there. V'rebihi, and it's the opinion of Rebbe. Had he not said that, Abaye would have given a different answer. So what does it mean? What did Rebbe Oshaya actually say? What was he talking about? So let's look at Rashi. So Amar Abaye, ilav de okmi Rebbe Oshaya, l'hadetanan. The Mishnah tells us, l'kaman, de esnen chal ha-mukdashim. When you use mukdashim, a carbon, to hire zona, the iser esnen is chal on mukdash. What's that case? How is it possible? So Rav Oshaya said that's talking about a particular type of carbon, bimimana lezona al pischo be'esnana, where you were including a zona as part of your carbon Pesach guest list. And that's why it's chal, because carbon Pesach lacks some full kedusha to it. It's not fully kadosh. It's a certain level mamun bailam. V'yafa gav de'ein adam osar davar she'enu shalo. Even though a person can't ask for something that's mine, like, how could I give him something that's mukdash to an esen zona and ask for that? I don't own it. Ho chaminan de esen chal alav. So here, however, we say that is the esen chal in such a hektish. How does that work? Because Rashi continues, it's going according to Rebbe he. And Rebbe holds the Islay Pesach Mamun Bailimu. He holds that Karban Pesach is different than any other carbon. Karban Pesach is considered owned by the Baal, by the owner. Therefore, it's considered in my possession. It's not Enu Shalo. It's Shalo. It's mine. Damar L'Kaman, later on, the Gemara is going to tell us that Af Michtei Mekach, the Rebbe allows you to, I can have a Karban Pesach and I could sell part of my carbon Pesach to get money back to be used for business purposes. How am I allowed to do that? So they learn from there, there's a machlokes how to understand Rebbe, but they learn from there that Rebbe says that we see that a Pesach is considered mamon bailam. I have full ownership of my Pesach. I could sell my Pesach to get money to use for business purposes. It's not fully hektish. She'im yimatu, Rashi continues, im yimatu lo mos l'bal Pesach. If the, let's say the owner of the Pesach, he has no funds left and he needs to buy things for Yomtiv, he's allowed to likach choluk v'tazi gabay, a garment of some sort, mimenu mimana acherim imo pisco. He could have other people join his car in Pesach and v'nota mehem mos and take their money, v'osir trochem and do what he needs to do. So the fact that he's able to use his Pesach to sell off parts of it sounds like he's a mamon bailam. Alma shalohu v'yachol oso. It's his, the Baal owns it, and he can ask for the carbon Pesach. So all that, so we see from there, so that case, so the case of the Temura, when is the Essen, and when would the Essen have Chal on the Hekdish? According to Rav Oshaya, that's talking about a carbon Pesach, where according to Rebbe, the carbon Pesach is Mamon Bailam. That's why there could be a potential Isser Essen on a ready, an animal that's already Muktash. But now the Gemara says, Abaye, let's read from the top again. Amar Abaye, ilav de okma Rebbe Oshaya lahib mamona zona al pischo. Rebbe he had Rebbe Oshaya not said that particular case of the Essen is talking about specifically a case of a Pesach. And according to Rebbe, who thinks Pesach is mamon bailam, hava I would have advised, I would have mokmina la that case of the Essen zona lahib kachim kalim. Not that wouldn't only be a case of Pesach. That would have been all kachim kalim valiba de Rebbe Yosi like Shlomim. Shlomim is a kachim kalim. Valiba the Rabbi Yosi Aglili Damar Kachim Kalam Mamun Bailam he. Kachim Kalam is Mamun Bailam, that a Baal has ownership to a Kachim Kalam, and that's why the Essen would have been Chal on Kachim Kalam. Let's say a person has a Shlomim, and he had a Shlomim, and he gave it to higher Zona, the Isser Essen would have been Chal on the Shlomim, since Rabbi Yosi Aglili says Kachim Kalam is Mamun Bailam, is owned by the Baal. And he wouldn't have said it's only a case of Pesach, but it's all Kachim Kalam. But then Abai continues, Aval Pesach, that would have only been true by a kachim kalam, that Essen would be chal in a kachim kalam. About the Pesach, lo, it wouldn't work for a Pesach. If a person tried using a car in Pesach to hire Zona, there wouldn't be an Isser Essen chal in a Pesach. Why? Because lo mishar inish, because when it comes to Pesach, a person leaves no room on the Pesach to be chal any ownership. When he's makdish a car in Pesach, he's makdish the entire animal. There's no room allowed for an Essen, Isser Essen to be chal in a Pesach. However, though, even though a person doesn't leave any room on a Pesach for any ownership, he's fully makdish it, b'maos v'adai mishar inish. When a person sets aside money for the carbon Pesach, there he does leave over some room. He's not fully makdish his maos that he set aside for Pesach. He only partially is makdish it. He leaves over some ability that if he doesn't need it, he could take it back. D'mikara ki mafrish, in the beginning, when a person mafrish maos, la adai t'dahachi mafrisha, he's mafreshed on the das that it's a possibility he may not use this money to buy a carbon Pesach. And therefore what? Let's see. Oh, and therefore, according to that, when Rebbe, now remember Rebbe, we see, again, it's so strange talking about Rebbe, we don't even see what Rebbe says, but when Rebbe says later on in the Gemara, that you're allowed to sell your carbon Pesach to use for your own, for buying a suit for Pesach, he doesn't say you could sell it because you own the because Kedusha's Pesach, carbon Pesach is owned by me, Mamon Bailam. No, Pesach is really Kadosh. It's the money that I receive when I sell it. That money was never set aside fully for Kedusha. It was set with this das, with this Tanai, that if I don't need to buy a carbon Pesach, I could use it for Chulin. So Rebbe says, I could sell the carbon Pesach. I'm not really selling the carbon Pesach because I don't own it. The guy just wants to be part of my chabura, so he gives me money to use. Yes, he set it aside for his own carbon Pesach, but he set it aside with such a tenai that if he didn't need it, it could be used for chulun. So he gives it to me, so he could be part of my carbon Pesach, and I could use the money for chulun. So once he establishes that,
even though the tenai technically has been fulfilled, I mean, he used it now for carbon Pesach, so you think that the most becomes entirely kosher.
No, because he doesn't use it. Because once I buy the carbon Pesach fully, I can't sell part of it. I don't have ownership to sell it. Mm-hmm. So when he gives the money, it's just really giving me a matana. Mm-hmm. I'm allowing to take part of the carbon Pesach, which already is fully kadosh. So now that money, v'ha Rebbe, umishum. So The Braisa above, now going back to the Braisa, why is it true when I have a Karban Pesach and other people try to be part of my Karban Pesach, I'm allowed to use that money? It's chulin, that's the Gemara, so that's where our whole point was. We're trying to figure out, why is that most chulin? The most, he says, I was hektish. So says the Abai is continuing, V'har Rebbe hi, u'mishim hachi, ma'os shebe yada chulin. Because most, skip the parentheses, ma'os vada mishar inish. Because a person, when he set aside his money initially for the purpose of Karban Pesach, he left aside his mishar, left a certain amount of room that if he didn't need to use it for Karban Pesach, it could be used for chulin. And that's the whole reason why. Okay. Now, so that's how Abai explains our Braisa here. Again, our Braisa here, so now just to explain, there's two ways to explain Rebbe. Rebbe who allows you to sell the Karban Pesach, it's either he allows you to sell the Karban Pesach and the money is most, is chulin, either because he thinks the Pesach itself is mamun bailam, I have full ownership to my Pesach and I can therefore sell it, and that's Rav Hoshaya. Or it's because, no, the Pesach is certainly kadosh, completely kadosh. It's because the people who set aside money for Karban Pesach, they left it with a certain das that if it wasn't used for the Karban Pesach, it could be chulin. And that's why when I sell off, not really, when I sell off my Karban Pesach to other people, I could use that money because the money was never fully infused with Kedusha. Those are two ways to read it. If that's unclear, I could repeat it. You could let me know. You could stop me now. Okay? Fine. Great. So,
it doesn't sound like those are the two ways of Rebbe. It's like two ways selling the price. Rebbe's the one who owes Mammon Bailam.
Rebbe said you could sell it. You could sell the Karban Pesach. Later on, we'll see this. The question is why?
Rashi said Pesach is Mammon Bailam.
That was within Rav Oshai's understanding of Rebbe. Rav Oshai understood Rebbe to say Karban Pesach is Mammon Bailam. That's why you have the right to sell it. Comes along, Rabbi says, no, it's not because Mammon Bailam. The Pesach is completely legavoa. I have no ownership to it. So why would I sell off the Karban Pesach? I could use the malus. It's because when a person sets aside malus for himself, he doesn't really set aside for full kedusha. He sets aside in the das that perhaps he may not need it for the Karban Pesach. He could therefore go to chulin. So when Rebbe says you could sell off the Karban Pesach, it's not because the Karban Pesach is lacking any kedusha, because the people who set aside the money didn't have full kedusha to it, and therefore were not needed for the Karban Pesach can be used for chulin purposes. The two ways to understand why Rebbe allows you to sell off. So once that's the case, so Bai says, who's the one who allows our initial brisa, the end of Pei Tes Mabez? That's Rebbe. Rebbe allows you because he thinks the most were never really set aside for full kedusha. Now v'hahi, the kamoki love Rebbe Oshaya k'Rebbe. That case, meaning the Mishnah Temura. Now go back to the Mishnah Temura. There are two cases we have to figure out. The Mishnah Temura that implied that the Esen Zona would have been chal on a carbon, that case Rav Oshaya says was according to Rebbe, because he thinks Rebbe holds that Pesach is not full Kedusha. Since Pesach is not full Kedusha, that allows room for the essence to be chal on that. Says Abaye, lo makmili anok Rebbe. I would not have said the case of Temur is like Rebbe, because Rebbe holds the Pesach lo mishar inish. Pesach is not lacking any Kedusha. Pesach is a full Kedusha. There's never a havinu to think that if a person used the Karban Pesach to hire Zona, that the Isser Zona would be Essen would chal on the Karban Pesach. Because Abai thinks that the Karban Pesach has full Kedusha, there's no ownership. Okay. That we're good with that, I guess, somewhat? So then the Gemara says, V'holek alok mikrebi Yosi. What we could not have done about the initial brisa on the bottom of Pei Tes Mabez, which said, if I have a Karban Pesach, and a person, my friend, has most of a set aside for the Karban Pesach, and he gives me money to be part of my chabura, I could use that chulin. We can never say that as Rabbi Yossi Aglili. Even though Rabbi Yossi Aglili holds that all kudshim kalim are mamun bailim, and you would think, oh, it should be Rabbi Yossi Aglili. He's the one who holds that you have ownership of the Pesach, you could sell it off. You could not have said Rabbi Yossi Aglili is author of the Braisa, because the Gemara goes on to say, quotes from the Braisa, Dehatani, the safe of that Braisa we just saw, when you sell an ola, when you sell shlomim, shlomim is a kachrim kalim that doesn't work. According to Rabbi Yossi Glili, he would think you can sell shlomim because he thinks shlomim, which is a kachrim kalim, is mamon bailim. And mamon bailim means you could do whatever you want with it. The fact that Brisa says you cannot sell shlamim tells me Rabbi Yosef Glili is not the author of the Mishnah, that Brisa. So that knocks it Rabbi Yosef Glili. It must be somebody who holds that Pesach is unique. Therefore, it must be Rebbe. The question is, which Rebbe? Which understanding of Rebbe? Is it either the Rebbe of Rabbi Shaya, that Rebbe holds that Pesach is kachim, it's a mamum bailim, and that's why he could sell it off? Or is it a biased understanding of Rebbe that, no, the Pesach is full Kedusha, it's because the people who set aside the money for Pesach, they don't set aside with full Kedusha. Then says the Gemara, V'hashta de'okme Rebbe Oshaya. Now that we've established it, Rebbe Oshaya says, Lahahi, the case of Temura, the Essen Zona, is talking about B'mamana Zona al-Pischo, Rebbehi, Shmamina, so we learn from here, the Svirle afil b'Pischo m'shar inish. So after all that, Abaye says what he would have thought, he would have said a whole mahalach. But once Rabbi Shaya already gave his pshat, and he doesn't want to argue with Rabbi Shaya, so it must be now Rabbi Shaya thinks that even when it comes to a Karim Pesach, a person does leave aside a certain amount of Kedusha. A person does not fully infuse the Kedusha of the Karim Pesach, he leaves over some room that if he sells it off or not. So when I'm makdish a Karim Pesach for myself, I have this das that if a person wants to buy into it, I'll allow him to buy into it, and there's not full kedusha to it, it allows others to take part. That's how Abaye concludes. But he says a whole discussion, what he would have thought, had Oshaya not said anything, but now that Oshaya did say something, he's going to agree with him. Okay, now the Gemara is going to tell us, who's Rabbi Oshaya, what does Rabbi Oshaya say, and what does Rabbi actually say? After having a whole discussion, you have to kind of read this Gemara now, the rest of it, and then go back to the beginning to really appreciate it better. So says the Gemara, two wide lines down, my he, the Rebbe Yoshaya. What is the pshat? Where do we find Rebbe Yoshaya? The Tanan, the Mishnah tells us, Nasan la mukdashin v'esnana, if you give a zona, any animal that's mukdash, as for the schar, for the zona, hare ilu mutarim, these animals are mutter to be used, because as we said before, you cannot be oser something that's not yours, davar she'ena shelo, and mukdashim is not yours, so there's no iser esen v'chal in it, and you could use this as a carbon. However, ofos tichulin, if you use birds that are chol, then hare elu aser, and then it is aser, because it's not hektish. I own my bird. It's my bird. I could give it as a schar for esen zona. It's going to be aser to be used as a carbon. Shehoya badin, you could have made the following kal v'chomer. Ma im mukdashim shamum posa bo. Mukdashim, which have much higher standards, that a mum disqualifies it from being used. Ein esen umechir chalalem, the iser esen, and mechir is referring to using something to buying a dog, selling a dog. So that's another iser, which is juxtaposed to the Essen Zona Pasuk. So, but however, it's Mukdash, there's no iser Essen, there's no iser Mechir Chal on these things. Ofos, which have much less standards. She'ena Mum Posabo, there's no Mumim. When it comes to bird, Mumim don't disqualify birds. There are no standards for a bird. Eino Din She'en Essen Mechir Chalen, it's not logical to say that it shouldn't have an iser Essen, it shouldn't have an iser Mechir. Tamulomer lechol neder, the extra word in the pasuk is lechol neder in the pasuk of Esten Zona lerabos is ha'ofos. You're right. The kavachomer makes sense, but the special pasuk comes to include any neder, any chulin animal, even though it doesn't have mum to it, is included in the iser Esten Zona lechol neder. Then the Gemara says kavachomer lemukdashim. Let's learn the other way around. Miata ma'ofos she'ein ha'mum posabem esenu mechir chalayin. Birds which have much less standards, that mumim don't disqualify them, yet there's an iser esen chal on them, mukdashim, which is much higher standards, shemum posa bahem, and yodin she esen and mechir chal, and shouldn't it be even more so, that the iser esen should be chal on a mukdashim? Tamalom lechol neder prat l'nidur, anything that you make into a nether, to exclude something that already was nidur, something that already had been made as a nether, namely mukdashim, so it's excluded. So Gemara says, Ela taima de kasa rachmana neder. Only because the pasuk says neder that we excluded mukdashim from the iser esnan. Holav hachi had not had the pasuk. Hava mina, I would have thought mukdashim chal iser esnan alayin. That even a mukdashim, animals, carbonos, would have an iser chal on them. But how could that be so? Vaha ein adam osa davar shena shalo. You can't ask for something that's not yours. Mukdashim is not yours. You can't give it. You can give it to as a schir for esen zona. Do whatever you want, but you can't aser it because it's not yours. It's mukdashim. How could the Gemara have such a havamina to think that you can have an iser esen chal and mukdashim? So this is where Amar Rebbe Oshaya. This is where he comes along and says bimimana zona pischo. No, where you are using it to include an esen a zona as part of your pesach. And here Rebbe Oshaya thinks that because of Karim Pesach, it does not have full kedusha to it. A Karim Pesach is mamun bailim. A person has the right, particularly by a Karim Pesach, to sell off parts of his Karim Pesach because it's mamun bailim. That's where Rosh Hashanah is. That's where he finds his statement. Now the Gemara wants to know, Rebbe Maihi, my Rebbe, Rebbe. Where do we find Rebbe's opinion about selling off the carbon Pesach? The Tanya, the Brisa says, Im yimat habayis miyos miseh, hechayo miseh. So, says Rashi, Im yimai, this is six narrow lines from the bottom, Im yimai habayis v'gomer, Im hayu maus muatim lebala Pesach, miyos miseh. The person doesn't have enough money, very little money. He has no other money. Use all his money to buy the carbon Pesach, but has nothing left to buy other things needed for Pesach. He should get together his neighbors, his friends. Take the money from his neighbors and have them included on the guest list for the carbon Pesach. And he could use the extra money to buy other needs for carbon for the Pesach. So that's what the pasuk means. Again, the Brisa says the Tanya back in the Gemara. Im yimai, the pasuk says, Im yimai habayis miyos miseh, hechayo miseh. You could switch the hey with the ches. Hechayo miseh. You could bring life. You could use needs. You get your daily needs, your Pesach needs from the seh, meaning sell off the seh for your other needs of Pesach. So michte achilav lo michte mekach. You could only sell off the carbon Pesach for your needs for eating purposes, but not for the mekach, not for any business purposes. Comes along Rebbe, this is what we need. Rebbe Omer af michtei mekach. You could even sell off the carbon Pesach for your own basic for business needs. Shim ein lo mimana, shim ein lo, if he doesn't have enough money. Mimana acher imo al pisro. He could appoint others, have others included on his Pesach. Va chagiga, so when it's carbon chagiga. Umo shabyada chulun. And the money he has that he's collected from his neighbors can now be chulun, used for other needs of his. Shalmanas ken hikdishal yisoas pischen. For on this condition, this das, people were makdish their Pesach that they should be able to sell parts of it to get maus chulin. This is the statement of Rebbe, that you're allowed to sell off your carbon Pesach, which seems to imply one of two things. Either that we said that means a person's carbon Pesach is mamon bailim, or no, Pesach is really full mamon gavoa. It's that when the people set aside the money, it sets aside the money with not full kedusha, with the possibility of having it used for chulin. So this discussion comes along the Gemara and says further, Rabba, Rebbe Zera, these two had a machlokas. When it comes to buying the firewood for roasting the carbon Pesach, selling off the parts of the Pesach to buy firewood, no one argues the Pesach dummy. Since this is for fixing and making and cooking and roasting the Pesach, that's mamish part of the Pesach. Everyone agrees that's allowed. You could sell a Pesach for the needs of roasting the Pesach. Ki pligi, when did they argue? Bimata umarar. Can you sell off part of the carbon Pesach to have money for yourself to buy maror or matzah? Why? Rabbanan savri ha'achil acharisahi. No, you can't sell it off. Maror or matzah, they're completely different. It's completely secondary to the carbon Pesach. You can't sell off the Pesach for these things. Rebbe savar kevin dehechsher the Pesach who could go for the Pesach. I mean, since they're makshir, although they're tafel, they're still part of it. They're machsh the Karim Pesach. It's supposed to be eaten together with matzah mara. You are allowed to sell off part of the Karim Pesach to have money available to buy the matzah mara. The chadamar, that's according to one of the understandings of the machlokas. The other one between Rabbi and Rabbi Zeira, chadamar, b'matzah mara nami chuyam lo pligi. Everyone agrees when it comes to matzah mara, you can buy it. You can sell off the Karim Pesach to buy these items. Why? The chsiv, the pasuk says, al matzah sumerom yochlu. You're supposed to eat the Karim Pesach on top of matzah, on top of mara. The chayven de machshir in the Pesach ninu ke Pesach dami. Since they're machshir the Karim Pesach, then it's mamish almost like the Karim Pesach. Ki pligi, when do they argue? Likach b'cholok, likach b'talos. To buy some type of garment, that's when they argue. Rabban savri miyos miseh, am rachmano, hechayo laseh. Rabbi savri hechayo atzmecha miseh. So, when you sell it off, what does the pasuk mean? Hechayo laseh. You're supposed to be mechay, you're supposed to bring life to the seh. You can only do things that relate to the seh, which would be the eitzim, which would be the mara, the matzah. That's how you have to read the pasuk. Hechayel laseh. Rebbe says, no, hechayel la'atzmecha, bring life to yourself, meseh. Use the seh to bring other needs, even a suit. That's how to read the pasuk. So that's the machlokas. Two ways to understand the machlokas, Rebbe and Rabbanan. Now the Gemara says, ulabaye, abaye all it on from top. Ulabai Damar, who says, Ilav the Okme Rabashaya Lahi Bamanazona al Pisra Rebbe, had Rabashaya not said the whole case of Tamur was a case where you're talking about a Karim Pesach. And according to Rebbe, who thinks the Karim Pesach is Maman Bailim, then the Gemara continues, Hava Mokminula Bakachim Kalam, I would have said, Abai says, that the whole case is Kachim Kalam. Vali Rabbi Yosei Glili, Damar Kachim Kalam Maman Bailim, which Kachim Kalam have complete ownership by the Baal. Pesach lo mishar inish. But when it comes to Karim Pesach, a person does not leave any over any ownership. A person's in Makdish Karim Pesach till it's fullest. So ha kasani kadshim da ha kasani sha'am nas kenik dishi sa'as pischem. Doesn't it say that, again, Abai thought that the Karim Pesach has full kedusha? It's the most that we're lacking. But didn't the Brisa we just say have the following line that Almanas Kenik Tishu Yisras Pischein, that the Karim Pesach was lacking a certain amount of kedusha? When Klaisa was Makdish Karim Pesach, they left a certain room over. Isn't that a kasha to Abaye, who thinks that there was no shear, there's no leftover on the chefs of the Karim Pesach? So answers Abaye, or the Gemara answers for Abaye, Ema, Sha'al Manas Kenik Dishu Yisrael Maos Pischeyem. No, the Maos that were set aside for the Karim Pesach, that was set aside on the Kedishim, that if not needed, it could be used for Chulun. And that's how Abaye would have gotten out of that Brisa. Okay, wow. New Mishnah. Zav, Shirosh, Shterios, Shochan, Alav, Bishvi. So a Zav, a person who sees some type of emission, a man who sees an emission, after two seeings, so he can be Shochet on the seventh day, because the seventh day, even after seeing two times, he doesn't have to bring a Karim Pesach until seeing three times. So since only two times, he could check the Karim Pesach on his behalf on day seven, because by evening, he'll be Roy, he'll go to the mikvah, and by evening, the sunset, he'll be completely tar, can eat the Karim Pesach. And although even now, we can't eat the Karim Pesach, because he's still waiting for sunset, you can still shecht on his behalf, because at nighttime, he will be Roy. However, the Mishnah says, Roy Shlosh, if he sees three times, then shochtin olav b'shmini shelo, then the eighth day, because he still has to bring the Karim Pesach on day eight. So if his eighth day falls out on Erev Pesach, then you can shecht on his behalf. The seventh day, you couldn't. But on the eighth day of a person who sees three times, you can shecht on his behalf, because by nighttime, then the sunset will make him completely tahor. How about the Gemara Mishnah says, Shomer Yom Kineged Yom? A woman who sees a Zava, some type of emission, one time, so the next day she has to be Shomer. She has to guard and watch the next day to make sure she doesn't see Dam again. So you can check for that day that she's Shomer, the day that she's watching, you could check on that day, because by evening she's going to be completely tahor. By sunset, fine. And then b'sheni shela. Okay, on the shecht on the second day of hers, rasa shnei yamim. Let's say she sees 2 days in a row of zava. So then you could show chutan olav b'shlishi. The third day she has to again do shomeres yom kineged yom. She has to watch the third day. And then if she doesn't see, then by evening she'll be after sunset. She'll be roiki the karim pesach. Therefore, on day three you could shecht on her behalf. The Hazava, a woman who sees three different times, Shochna La Bishmini, on her eighth day, you can only shecht for her, because then by evening she'll be, by sunset, she'll be mutter to be take part, she'll be tahor in eating the Karim Pesach.
They need tefillah also?
Tefillah also, yes. So Amar Rav Yehuda Amar Rav. Shochten v'zarkin al tivil yom v'chusik yipurim. A person could shecht and sprinkle blood on someone who's tivil yom. Tivil yom is someone who went to the mikvah, is just waiting for sunset. So even though right now they're not tar yet, but by evening, by sunset, they will be. And v'chusik yipurim as well, we said it already earlier in the fifth parak, you could also shecht the Karim Pesach for somebody who didn't bring their kapara completely. Someone who, let's say, needs to still bring a karbon to be machshir them as part of their tar process, you could still bring a Karim Pesach on their behalf. Because you could still bring the Mechusik Yipurim after the Karim Tamid Shel Bein Arbaim, we said. It could be the Aseh Dochalosas that we discussed many weeks ago. However, V'ein Shochtin V'zorok Na Tamei Sheretz. But you cannot Shecht on a Tamei Sheretz. Even though the Tamei Sheretz has the ability, all he has to do is go to the mikvah, it doesn't work. There's a difference. The Gemara explain why. Why the other cases where they're waiting for sunset only, you can Shecht. Sheretz just needs to go to the mikvah. Guys, tell me Sheretz, go to the mikvah. So just because he didn't go to the mikvah yet, you're not going to shecht for him? What's the difference of the mikvah and him going and waiting for sunset? So the Gemara will address that in a few lines. However, Ula Amar, Af Shochtin Vizork, not Tamei Sheretz. Even a person who's Tamei Sheretz, you could shecht on his behalf because all he has to do is go to the mikvah and he'll be fine. So now, L'Rav, according to Rav, who is Mechalik between Tamei Sheretz and Tivil Yom, Maishna Tivil Yom, Dechaz the Orsa. If Tivil Yom, all he has to do is wait for sunset, why we have to shech for Tivil Yom? But if Tamei Sheretz Nami Chaz the Orsa. Also, the Sheretz also, by evening he'll be mutter. He'll go to the mikvah, and by evening he'll be completely mutter. Why do we not allow you to shech for the Sheretz? Tamei Sheretz. Gemara says, so Mechusa Tvila. He lacks Tvila, that's why. So Gemara says, what do you mean? Tivil Yom Nami Mechusa Arav Shemesh. The Tivil Yom is also lacking something. He's lacking sunset. So just like the Tamei Sheretz is lacking the Tevila, the Tivil Yom is lacking sunset. They're both lacking something, so they should have the same din. Or he says, no, Shim Shim Emela Arva. So the sun will inevitably, the sun's going to set. It's you know, it's going to certainly happen. The Gemara says. So, but when it comes to the sheretz, the guy might not go to the mikvah. He has to do something on his own behalf. So Gemara says, according to that, mechusa kippurim nami. So, why then do we allow to bring the Pesach for somebody who's missing mechusa kippurim? That's lacking a ma'isa. Okay, I understand why tivul yom. There's no ma'isa. Just let the world take its course. The sun's going to set. He'll be fine. We could trust that by evening everything will be okay. But person mechusa kippurim, a person who's missing a carbon still. Why do we allow you to shecht for a guy, let's say, who's a mitzora, or a person who's zav or zava, who needs to still bring a carbon to be machshim? Why do we allow to shecht on his behalf? He's still missing a ma'isa. So Gemara says, "Ha mechusa kippurim shekina biyado." No, he's actually holding the kina. He's holding the basket. He's holding the birds. What needs to be brought? It's mamish in his hands. He's ready to go to the base of Migdash. Should we trust he's going to go through with it? Gemara says, "Tomei sheretz nami have a mikvah lefanav." What do you mean? The mikvah is right in front of the guy. So why by tomei sheretz do we say across the board it doesn't work? The guy's standing right next to the mikvah. We're going to say he's not going to go to the mikvah. So just like we said, the mechusa kippurim, the guy's holding on to the carbon, we trust he's going to go bring it. We should also be able to trust the tomei sheretz that the mikvah is right in front of him. Gemara says, "Dimel pasha." No, he might, you know, be posheya and not be tovel. Okay, Mar says, if that's the case, ihachi, mechusa kippurim nami dima pasha. He might end up bringing the basket. Okay, he's holding the animals that needs to be brought, but maybe he doesn't go to bring the animals. What guarantees he's going to bring the animals to the base of Mikdash? Says the Gemara, kigon de masrina lebezdin, where he pans it over to Bezdin, and that's already a different story. Once Bezdin has the carbonos in his hands, then we could trust. Why? Uchadrav Shemaya, damar darmar, chazaka ein bezdin shakohanim omdin misham ach yichl moshe b'shofros. That the Beis Din of Kohanim will not leave until all the money set aside for the shofros, which means not the shofar that we blow, but the shofros that these different baskets or something that would keep all the money you need for the karbanos, they would not let anything leave until everything was complete. So once it's in the hands of Beis Din Shel Kohanim, everything's ensured to be taking place. That's why we trust the Mechusa Kippurim that the carbon will be brought, and ultimately he'll be tar by night. Okay, now the Gemara says, Ularav midiraisa michsechazi. Now, according to Rav, the only reason why he said Tomei Sheretz, you can't shecht for Tomei Sheretz, Midiraisa, he's really tall. You really can't shecht on his behalf. It's only because Rabbanan who did Gazribe, the Rabbanan goes there that he might not be Tovel. But Midiraisa, he's really, really raw. You really can shecht for the Tomei Sheretz. It's just the Gezerah, he might not go to the mikvah. Is that really true? It's only the Rabbanan that we don't shecht for him? Alama Amarav, Rav says that Mitaman Echem Mehem Besheretz. Remember, we had a case earlier, a number of weeks ago, that the split. Half of Klai Yisrael was Tameh, half of Klai Yisrael was Tar. So Rav says, you know what? Make one of the people who are Tar, make them Tameh, Sheretz. And you flip, tip the scale over, you have 51 to 49. So how could, if making a person Tameh, Sheretz is only, we don't shecht for him only because of a Gzer Derbanim, not because of a Deraisa, how could it tip the scale? So it must be the fact that Rav says that Tameh, Sheretz can't tip the scale to Rov Tumah. It must be Tumah Sheretz is disqualified midiraisa from shechting on his behalf. So Ella really says the Rav midiraisa nami lochazi. Even on a midiraisa level, Tumah Sheretz is not right to shecht on his behalf. The pasuk says ish ki yet tumi lenefesh, a person who's tumi. So what does that mean? A person who's tumi, you can't shecht the carbon pesach on his behalf. Milo askinan shechal shvi shalol lios berav pesach. It's not talking about a case where his seventh day of Tumah is on a Friday. The Hainu Tumah Sheretz, the same din, where a person, the Pasuk's talking about a person who's Tamei Mace, and we can't shecht on his behalf. And the Gemara is assuming at this point we're talking about where the seventh day, his final day, his Tamei is on Er Pesach, but you still can't shecht on his behalf. That's the same exact din as a Tumah Sheretz, where he's Tamei the day before. That today is Tamei, the next day is going to be Tower though, it still doesn't work. You can't shecht on his behalf. If he's right now, if he's Tamei, you can't shecht for him. That's what the Pasuk says. You push him off. Just like you push off the Tomei Mace on the seventh day, also Tomei Sheretz on that day one, you push him off from bringing the Karim Pesach. How do you know that this Pasuk is talking about a case where it's the seventh day, the last day of the guy's Tumas Mace? Gemara says, the Hachi Savar like Rabbi Yitzchak, he was like Rabbi Yitzchak, Tomei Mace Mitzvah Hayu. The story in the Gemara was, the Pasuk was, where these people were performing a Mace Mitzvah. Shechal Shviya Shelahem Lios Ber Pesach. It was talking about a case where people were Tomei Mace, and the seventh day fell on Erev Pesach. How does Rabbi Yitzchak know this? Shenamar velo yachlu lasos Pesach b'yomahu, that we can't do the Karban Pesach on b'yomahu, that day. B'yomahu hu de'ein o'ch yichol lasos, aval l'machar yichol lasos. No, what does it mean by Yom Ahu? By Yom Ahu stresses, today we can't bring the carbon Pesach. You just wait one more day till tomorrow will be Torah. Can we bring it today? Because tomorrow will be Torah. And the Pasuk says, you can't bring it. Even though by evening you'll be Torah, you're excluded. So too, Tamei Sheretz, although by evening you'll be Torah, right now you're Tamei. So the din of Shvi of a person who's Tamei Meis and the din of Tamei Sheretz on day one has the same exact din. And that's how Rav learned that Tamei Sheretz is disqualified midderaisa. Says the Gemara, quotes our Mishnah from before. Tanan, Zav Shirosh De Rios, Shochtun Allah B'Shvi. Person who sees a man, sees two times, you could shecht for him on day seven, because by evening he'll be Tahor. My Lav Delo Tavel, is it a case where he did not do the Tefillah yet? V'Shma Mina Shochtun V'Zarkana Tamei Sheretz. So you see, you can shecht for the Zav, who didn't go to the mikveh yet. So too, you should be able to shecht on a Tamei Sheretz, who didn't go to the mikveh yet. Gemara says, no. Lo, the Tavel, he went to the mikveh already. He's talking about Zav, who went to the mikveh. All he's waiting for is Harav Shemesh, she's waiting for sunset. Mara says, E Tavel, if it's a case where he went to the mikveh already, my kamashman, what's a chiddush? We already know that you could shecht on behalf of someone who already went to the mikveh, who's just waiting for sunset. Ho kamashmalon, da'afagav, the mechusa Harav Shemesh, kamashmalon, the shim shimim mail arva. This is the very source to teach me that even though he's lacking something, even though the Zav who went to the mikveh is lacking sunset, we assume sunset's not considered chisaron, because the sunset comes the mimela arva, it's going to sunset automatically. This is quite logical to say also, midikasani seifa, from the seifa, ra shalosh rios, if he sees three times, shochtan labashmini, shechs on the eighth day. Why? If it's a case where he saw two times, where a two person who sees two times does not bring a carbon, just has to wait 7 days, the tavel, if you say the beginning is a case where he already went to the mikvah, it's you would have thought, Rosh de Rios Bishri Hudul Mechusar Maisa, a person who saw only two times, he doesn't lack any Maisa, he only lacks is the sunset, that's why it's Mutter, Avali. But you would have thought, Rosh Shalosh, you saw three times, Bishmini, the Mechusar Maisa, he's lacking a Maisa also. Why? Because Mechusar Kippari, he didn't bring his carbon yet, which now a person who sees three times needs to also bring a carbon. He didn't bring it, maybe you would think low, that you would not be able to shecht for him in the eighth day. Kamash Malam, the Afa Gav, the Mechusa Kapara, Shochtan Verzarkan Allah. So everything makes sense. Again, if the ratio of the Mishnah is talking about a case of Tabal, the Chiddush of the Seif is a case of Mechusa Kapara, so also you could Shecht on his behalf. Ella, but however, if you were to interpret the ratio, Iyamris Rosh De Rios Beshvi, the low Tabal, if you're going to tell me the ratio of the case where he didn't go to the mikvah, and you could still Shecht on his behalf even though he didn't go to the mikvah, so then Rosh Shalosh Beshmini Lamali, what's the Chiddush? Hashta Yeshlomar, Rosh De Rios, now if we already said the ratio is a case where the low Tavah, you didn't go to the mikvah, he's Tamei Ma'aliyah, he's completely Tamei. If you don't go to the mikvah, you're completely Tamei. Yet we would still say Shachtinan Vazarkin Alayo, you could still Shecht and Zarek on his behalf when he's fully Tamei. Rosh Shalosh Bishmi, the Tavalei Bishvi, the Kalish Tuma, a guy who saw three times, and he finds himself on the eighth day, and he's ready Tovah on day seven, he's supposed to Tovah on day seven, which the Klisha Tuma, whereas Tuma now is a much lesser level, L'kol Shekein, this Shachtin and Vazarkin Aleh, isn't that more obvious? That, of course, certainly you could Shecht on the guy's behalf?
Still, he's still Mechusar Karbon.
Karbon, still, Mechusar Karbon is in the hands of Basin we're talking about. So it's not on his behalf, so his Tuma is much less. So Ela La Shma Amina must be a case that Rosh Terios, the Bishvi, the Shtachnin Valin of the Tov, it must be a case where he was Tovel, and it's not a Raya that you could Shecht for a Sheretz. After all that, like Mar says, Lo, not true. Li'olam Eimelacha de Lo Tovel, really, he did not go to the mikveh yet, the case of the Resha. So what's the Chiddush? If the guy didn't go to the mikveh, and we still allow you to Shecht the carbon for him, certainly in the case of the Rosh Shlosh Rios, when he went to the mikveh, certainly you should be able to Shecht. What's the Chiddush? Says the Gemara of Itzarech, you would need it. Kasak and Daita Chamina, I would have thought, Bishvi, who the Biyadu Lasakin, on day 7 it's in his hands, he can fix it. All he has to do is go to the mikvah, and he wants to get himself fixed. Ava Bishmini, the aim Biyadu Lakiv Karbon. It's the eighth day. I have no control about being Makiv the Karbon. Aim a Pashibay Khan, maybe the Khan will be Poshe, maybe they won't bring it. I have no control. Maybe therefore I shouldn't be able to Shecht on the behalf of a guy, on the guy who saw three times, because it's no longer in his control. We learn like Rav Hashaya, there's a chazaka that based in Shekhanim will ensure that everything gets carried out. Okay, says the new Gemara now.
The maskana there
seems inconclusive.
It seems like we have a pasuk by Tamei Sheretz. Sherrod seems to still be standing separate because it's got to be Doraisa.
Well, only according to Rav. I mean, you could have interpreted that pasuk, Ula could have interpreted the pasuk in a different way. Mm. Rav Yitzhak had a particular understanding of that pasuk. Others explain it differently, I think. Mm. But your Lamaisa, I see that the Rambam's note is all the way on the top by Rav, that you cannot be shochet on behalf of a Tumas Sheretz.
It just comes out a little strange according to Rav. So what the Seifa of our Mishnah, according to Rav, that he learns that the Torah is telling you that Tumas Sheretz is, you can't. So in the Seifa of our Mishnah, which is talking about a case, it has to be done by a case of Mechus or Maisa, and say what? It's already given over to the Kohanim.
That it was already a case of Mechus or Maisa. Very good. Yeah.
So it's given over to the Kohanim.
Yeah, the Gemara itself, that's what the Gemara suggested. Yeah, as okay. The Gemara does it often, has these strange cases, mm-hmm. Strange Okimtas. Okay. Says the Gemara now, 1, 2, 3, 9, 7 wide lines, medium wide lines down. Hazava shochtim. So says the Gemara, Tani Tanakami, the Ravada Barava, they've taught the following price in front of Ravada. Vazava shochtim ola b'shvi shela. You could check for the Zava on her seventh day. So the Gemara says on the seventh day, Amar le Zava b'shvi shela mi chazya. Is she fit? She has to wait until the eighth day. She counts 7 days, Shivanakim, then she goes to the mikvah, and then the eighth day she has to bring a carbon. How could you shecht for in day 7? She's not raw to eat by night. Michazia. Afilaman damar shochnum vizorkan al tamay sheretz. Even the one ula who permits you to shecht for the tamay sheretz, honey mila tamay sheretz, the chazia the orsa. That's only because by evening the tamay sheretz will be completely tar. But ha, ala macher de masi kabar. But for the zava, she won't be tar until the next day, until she brings the kabar on day 8, which is going to already be day 1 of Pesach. Lachazia, she's not going to be roy. Ema bishmini, really know the 8th day means to say the bris meant in the 8th day of the zava, you could shecht on her behalf. Pshita, that's obvious. Mal de tema, came into mechasa kapar lo, kumashman k'tev shmai. No, you would have thought since she's lacking of bringing the kapara, maybe you shouldn't shecht for her on the behalf on the 8th day. Kamashman, like Rav Shmaya, that says, the chazaka, that if you give it over to Beis and Shekhanim, it's certain that it will take place, it will be carried through. Ravina Amar, no, the Brisa should have talked about a case of Anida. I was talking about a case of Anida. On the seventh day of Anida, you could check, because Anida, of course, doesn't have to bring a carbon, you could check on her behalf. Now, Tani Kame, Brisa was taught in front of him, Vanida Shochtan Allah Bishri. So we see on explicit Brisa that the Anida, you could check on behalf of Anida on her day 7. So Amalei Nida B'Shvi Mechazia, is she fit on day 7? Afil man damer shochtin v'zorkin on Tamei Sheretz, the Chazia the Orsa, even person in the Ula who allows you to shecht on Tamei Sheretz, that's because by evening she'll be roy. But Nida La Orsa D'Shvi, who, the Tavla? As Shemini the Avda Harv Shemesh L'Chazia. Nida, she still needs to wait for sunset. Day 7, she can't, she cannot go to the mikvah. She can only go by the 8th day, by the beginning of the 8th day. So until sunset comes, she can't go to the mikveh yet. So how can you shecht for her on day 7? So Ela Ema Bishmini on the 8th day. So the 8th day, that's pretty obvious. On the 8th day, you're allowed to. Pshita says the Gemara, Hashta Ma Zava de Michaser Kapara, Shoch de Mizarkin La Bishmini. Just once we establish a Zava who lacks bringing a carbonyl, so you could shecht on the behalf. Well, Nida de La Michaser Kapara. There's no Kapara needs for Nida. Certainly, Tzrich Lameimra, you have to tell me the Shachtin of Azrikin Allah. So Gemara says, Nida Isrichla. You need to teach me the case of Nida. Hakamash Milan the Bishmini in Bishvilo to tell me that no, only on the 8th day, not the 7th day. Kidatanya, Kol Chayava Tfilos Tfilos and Bayom, all Tfilos have to take place during the daytime. Nida Vyoladis but Tfilos and Balada. But when it comes to Nida, it comes to Yoladis, the woman who gives birth, their Tfilah has to take place at night. Titanya Yacholte Tovalas Mbodyom, you might have thought you could be Tovel from even the daytime by a Nida, Tamaloma Shivaz Yom Tia Binidasa. That she has to be tummy complete nida all 7 days, and through that hekesh she led this as well. Come to teach me that you would thought that maybe the nida can be tova on day 7. Kamashman, don't think that. She has to wait till complete 7 days, and only on the 8th day can she go to the mikvah. That was the chiddush. To preclude from the possibility of thinking that she might be able to go to the mikvah on day 7, she has to wait until day 8. And that's what the chiddush of the Mishnah tells us. The Gemara. Okay. Stop here. We made it through.